How can peer pressure and influences be totally avoided? Actually, they can't be avoided, but we can place ourselves in that social circle which actually pressurizes us for doing good things. We are by nature social creatures. So our desires are not just linear, they are triangular. Triangular means that, you know, it's not that just we see something and we like it. Sometimes it happens. Like a few months ago, there was this video game, Pokemon Go, which became very popular. Now, initially when that game came, I thought, okay, there are so many video games, one more new game has come. What's the big deal about it? But then, say somebody was thinking like this, they saw somebody playing a Pokemon Go, clicking on fingers, trying to catch Pokemons. And then they said, what's so great? Let me play it also. I start playing it and then I get caught in it. A friend says, enough. No, I want to play now. So what happened? Just seeing the game doesn't kindle the desire. But you see somebody else playing the game and then that kindles the desire. So the desire is not just linear from us to the object. It is triangular from us to someone else doing that activity. And then we feel like doing that activity. So especially in spiritual life, our desires grow much more triangularly than linearly. That means if we see somebody else doing a devotional activity, if we see somebody doing kirtan and they just absorb in ecstasy in kirtan, say, hey, what is this? You know, maybe there's something special in this. I also want to taste this. They also get absorbed in it. So when we say peer pressure, basically means it's like this triangular desires are going towards materialistic things. We see somebody doing something and we feel like doing it. Or we feel impelled to do it. So if we have spiritual association, if we have devotee association or spiritually association of spiritually minded people, then that will create a triangular desire for good things within us. And by having that desire for good things strong within us or strengthened by the peer pressure, that will bring out the best within us. So we can't avoid peer pressure, but we can counter it by having peers who pressurize us to do good things. So the word pressure sometimes has negative connotation, but here it simply means that our desires are kindled in a particular way. That's why spiritual association is extremely important. And when spiritual association is not possible, then what we could do, even in our social circle, whatever we have, we can find out those friends who are not too grossly materialistic. There are, even in materialistic circles also, there are some people who are just, you know, there are three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, ignorance. There are some people who are just totally irresponsible. Some people are just passionate about, I want this, I want to enjoy this, I want to enjoy that. Some people are more thoughtful, contemplative. So even within our social circle, in material life, we can try to bond more with people who are in the mode of goodness. That way also, the pressure which is there, it won't push us down to materialistic things. Now, we need a sense of belonging, a sense of acceptance. And where we get that will determine whether that will bring the best out of us or bring the worst out of us. So by selecting our association, we can learn to channel the power of peer pressure to bring out our best. Thank you.